Nah, that wasn't rhetorical. It just went over your head. Back to Gruber.
Think about this for a second. Think about this for a second as you reflect on the last couple of years of the United States Congress. We may have been better off with John Boehner as Speaker of the House as opposed to Paul Ryan. What do you think of that idea? And that pains me to say, but Paul Ryan, here we are looking at the wall being shuffled out again. And if it doesn't happen now, you certainly can't expect it to happen in the new Congress with the Democrats picking up 40 seats. The 116th Congress isn't going to do much about that. I'm angry with the Republicans. And I need somebody to talk me through it a little bit. I need some therapy here. I need a professional. That's why I've got Andrew Langer on the line, the president of the Institute for Liberty. Andrew, welcome back.
It's great to be on, Steve. I hope I'm not going to be painted or have to stand here as a swamp creature for you.
The doctor is in 5 cents. I got it. Thank you, Lucy. Seriously, though, I mean, I look at Paul Ryan, and I look at this. You have the majority. The number one campaign promise from the president, and supported, I might add, by a majority of the American people, is border security, including a wall at the southern border. And here we are, almost 2 years on, and we're getting nothing for it, and the chance of getting anything put through the next Congress is somewhere right around zero. How did we get here?
Well, I mean, this is the inherent tension that we have in this system, in which the only people who can essentially rise up to become Speaker are those folks who are most adept at the basest elements of politics, and that's sort of the wheeling and dealing side of it. And listen, the reality is that we're always going to be disappointed, regardless of which party you're in. You're always going to be disappointed in who your Speaker is, because they are, you know, they sort of rise to this position, and in order to hold on to their power, they have to lay up. It's like that movie Tin Cup. I don't know if you remember that, the Kevin Costner movie.
Sure.
Where, you know, he's constantly pushing back against the David Sims character, played by the guy from Miami Vice. His name is now Don Johnson.
Yeah, Don Johnson.
And he's always laying up. Now, he wins the tournaments, but it's not what the fans want, and it's not what he should be doing. And so, you know, Tin Cup McAvoy keeps pushing on him to lay up. And eventually, you know, McAvoy just has his blood at the end. Anyway, that's not my point. I don't want to sort of go down this Tin Cup analogy.
Well, but no, I've got it.
The problem, though, is that, you know, in a system where the process gets rewarded by the career politicians, you know, you're going to get career politicians and we're inevitably going to be disappointed.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The American people want border security. The American people want a rehash of immigration. They want less legal immigration. They don't want any illegal immigration. But here's where it seems the Republicans always get schooled, and I mean always. The Democrats come out, and you hear a big talking point, and you can go from network to network, face-to-face, voice-to-voice, and it's always the same two or three words. You go Republicans, it's like a bunch of cats running in circles. It's bizarre to me. How do Republicans, can they not find their way to Madison Avenue and get their act together when it comes to messaging?
Well, no, listen, I don't think, but this is just it, Steve. I don't think, the proof is in what you just said. Despite this onslaught of leftist media and Democratic talking points being parroted in the media,
sure,
the majority of Americans want this border security. They want this wall. They want sort of fundamental immigration reform. They want to change the concept of birthright citizenship. They want this. And so what needs to be explained to the politicians is that, you know, it's the polls are what matter. It's not what you're hearing from, you know, the Democrat news media talking establishment. And so that's really where this comes down. And the other part of it is, and remember, this is the other great flaw of the legislative branch of our government in 2018, is that it's largely run by these 20-somethings who don't know beans about how the real world works. And so, you know, what you and I as aging white men see as, as, you know, one of the great issues facing our time, and what the majority of Americans see and the majority of adults see, These 20-somethings don't see it because it's not their thing. And so that's the other part of what this is going to do. But here's the reality. Let me give you the good news.
All right.
The good news is that if the administration can get its wherewithal together, they can do much of this, as they've been talking about, by executive branch. This is one of those situations in which the power to do this lays within the executive branch to do. Now, it'll get challenged in court.
Of course it will. Yeah, it'll get challenged in court. But maybe you're right. Maybe we'll see what happens. We'll see if the president, because if the president can come up with a plan where he even gets past Congress, it just makes him look a little bit better. That is, if all these other messes don't continue to drag down the conversation, which I think they might. Speaking of which, I want to shift gears with you here for a minute. Andrew Langer here, the Institute for Liberty president. And that is, what the hell did I see with the Flynn trial yesterday? First of all, I see a judge that's angry, I think, at everybody. Of course, yeah. Everybody goes, oh, my God, he committed treason. That's not what the judge said, and he walked that back after his law clerk said, I think you're way out of bounds here, Judge, during the break. His law clerk's going, I don't know what you're talking about here. You want to bring that one back in. But the takeaway is, I think he's mad at everybody because he cited the Logan Act. When the government brought that up, he goes, oh, you mean the act that nobody's ever been convicted under?
Yeah.
And he made the government admit that there is no treason. And that is very rare for him to demand from the prosecution, well, what didn't he do? Well, he didn't do this.
You know. I think what you're seeing, and then this is, it's interesting because you're seeing the leftist media sort of saying, well, now that Emmett Sullivan slammed Flynn hard, you're seeing the right sort of saying that he's some sort of a leftist stooge, which is not at all what I'm saying, and not at all what I'm hearing from most folks. Listen, the reality is Emmett Sullivan is an honest broker, and I think Emmett Sullivan wanted very much to slay. He does not suffer fools gladly in his court. And he does not suffer prosecutorial misconduct gladly in his court. And I think he genuinely wanted to go after the FBI on how they dealt with Flynn. And just then faced with some of the things that Flynn did do. I mean, his registering as a foreign agent thing is a serious issue. The line of the FBI thing, I mean, this is the thing that's maddening, is that the way that he was treated by the FBI is so horrible. And he was trapped into perjury. And I think Judge Sullivan really wanted to slam the FBI hard on this, but Flynn didn't give him that option. And so it becomes, I would say, very, very aggravating for a judge. And that's what we saw yesterday was Judge Sullivan's aggravation coming to the forefront.
Yeah, he's angry. As the circus continues to play out, That's just another sideshow there. We got about 40 seconds left here, Andrew. So I'll just ask you this. Heading into 2019, the Democrats are coming in. You've got the investigations going on. Not really sure where it's going to go. Are you optimistic?
Well, I'm optimistic that the good things that the administration is doing are going to be able to continue. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a heck of a lot of oversight, but a lot of this is just going to be political. The real issue is whether or not this president allows himself to be distracted by what the Democrats are doing on Capitol Hill.
Fair enough. Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty. Andrew, I haven't talked to you in a while. I'd like to have you back a little more often. Don't be a stranger.
Absolutely.
And don't be a stranger. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, sir.
There you have it. Andrew Langer, everybody, president for the Institute for Liberty. He does the backstroke through the swamp. I'm not kidding you. He just enjoys it. He enjoys the swamp. We have some things to get to here after the break. If you'd like to chime in on the wall, our Michael Flynn, why not? 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. The Common Sense Hotline, open for business. Don't be shy. Be somebody.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.